Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
A power play for Washington, and Ovechkin scores right off the draw. Blocker side, 6-0 Washington.
No, it didn't take them long, the power play. Everything's clicking for them right now.
That was John Walton with the call as the Caps dominated the Hurricanes in Game 5. We're talking Caps, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com. Today, we're going to take calls at 800-636-1067. Do you think the momentum from Game 5 carries over into Game 6 tonight in Raleigh, and that the Caps can close out the Hurricanes in six and advance? I'm not the biggest believer in momentum. I don't know that just because the Caps dominated in Game 5 that that's going to be something you'll see necessarily on the ice tonight. I think each game is a little bit different just in the way
that
that's
how playoff hockey is.
Just the way they play out.
Look how they played here in the first two games.
Right.
And then you go down in Game 3 and you don't even show up.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see it play out that way, and I think Todd Reirden has touched on it. Maybe Valdez can find some of these clips about the physicality of the Caps, the fact that they are willing to go into the corners and fight for the pucks, and it sounds like he knows that the Caps are breaking the Canes' will as far as playing physical hockey. And right. If you win that battle, you've pretty much won the series, in my opinion. I think if you're in the other team's head physically, and those guys are not willing to do the board battles, to do the little things to secure the puck, I think that most of the battle is won. Now you just have to close it out in Game 6.
My question is, you play well in the two games here, in Games 1 and 2. Now, they were tight, 4-2 and 4-3,
right. One was an overtime winner.
And one was an OT. Yep. And then you go down to Raleigh, and, this is the Capitals. This is defending Stanley Cup champions.
Right.
And you literally don't even look like you want to be on the ice.
I know. It was weird. It was crazy.
And then the Carolina shifts the momentum back to their side.
Yeah.
And they tie the series. And then they go up here to D.C. And they don't even look like they wanted to be there.
And from being at that game.
Man,
that
was just weird.
First game I've been to live so far in the postseason this year. Seeing DSP back on the ice and the physicality that he brings. It didn't look like he had missed a beat by being sent down to Hershey. And then coming back up, he was ready to recreate his role that he played with this team in the postseason last
year. This is his time of year.
This is when he shines. There was no rust on him, and you saw that throughout the game in Game 5, and hopefully you see it again in Game 6 tonight. We got some Reardon clips right here.
Todd, building on that physicality, I mean, that seemed to be a dominant aspect of tonight's game. Was it reminiscent of Game 6 last year against Tampa and some of these series where you've been able to wear teams down as the series has gone on?
Yeah, we've been disappointed with our lack of physical play. Even when we had success here in Game 1 and 2, we just felt that we really hadn't imposed our will and played the type of physical brand of hockey that we're capable of. We knew we had another level to get to, and that was a real strong point, was how we were able to respond in that aspect, because I think it is something that makes our team special, is the ability to be able to execute high-end skill play but then still be able to really physically be abrasive on the forecheck and all over the ice and make it very difficult for the opposition. So
800-636-1067 is the number. Do you think the momentum that the Caps created in Game 5 carries over into game six
tonight. I
would
hope so. But what I worry about, and I don't know what happened before game three. I don't know if those boys got down to Raleigh, went out and partied with the NC State girls. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know what happened, but how do you get outshot 50 to 20?
Well, they had basically been outshot every game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that should never happen.
Yeah. I don't know. It just shows you there's no such thing as momentum, because after they completely smoked us in game four, game five was the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The exact opposite of it. So you never know what you're going to get game to game. I guess you can more or less count on a home ice boost. The Caps certainly got that. How will they respond,
though? And I think
Carolina building is huge. It's been very, very loud for them in the first two games.
I mean, look how well they played in those two games.
I don't think there's going to be a blowout either way in this one. I think this is going to be one of those that goes down to the bitter end. It's going to be a dogfight. That would be my guess. We've done our blowout.
I will say this. Watching those games in Carolina, and Carolina dominated both those games.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Caps handled them in four games in the regular season.
Right.
I was surprised that they'd won six in a row, if you include games one and two. Six in a row against it. That team's good.
Yeah, and they were
a good team.
They were peaking at the exact wrong time for the Capitals, but right time for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they were surging toward the end of the season. You know, they made that playoff push, and this is the team that the Caps are facing, the peaking Hurricanes, not the Hurricanes that are kind of flailing at midseason. So hopefully they can close them out in six, bring that physical play, and having Smith-Pelly on the ice, I mean, that really energized the crowd on Saturday night.
It did for one game, but losing Oshie, that's really going to hurt you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think you're going to feel it in a game like this tonight.
So Reardon has to rejigger the lines. I mean, Haglund's up on one of the top lines now. So, I mean, it's a huge loss. And kudos to the crowd for chanting his name late in the game. Like, at first, I couldn't make out what the crowd was chanting. But then
were they just saying DSP?
I'm moving on to Oshie.
They were
chanting Oshie's name.
Oh, gotcha.
Because Oshie went on social media before the game and said he wanted the crowd to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was at home being tended to by his wife and his kids, and he's in good hands with the training staff, but he wanted the crowd to get into it and to be super loud, and they were. I mean, the Caps fans at game five did not disappoint.
Well, they always respond.
Yeah.
The one thing you say about Caps fans, they're loyal and they're loud.
And the fact
always.
That it was a late puck drop, and it wasn't like this late-arriving crowd for a 7 o'clock puck drop.
They're ready to rock.
I mean, you looked up into the rafters, and every seat was filled.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes for a 7 p.m. puck drop, you know, because of traffic issues, people getting on the metro, leaving work, sometimes, you know, a third of the arena might not be filled right at puck drop. It might fill up midway through the first period. Every seat was basically filled at around 8:10, and the game didn't start till 8:20.
And what's interesting is
you were ready to go.
You know, thanks to Jim. So you were down in that MGM club before the game, pregame a little bit. It's a beautiful spot.
It's awesome.
Unlike, like, I hate to say it, but unlike a Wizards game, you were in a rush to get back to your seat because it's so cool. To you know, like, it's just there's so much energy in the building. Whereas at a Wizards game, it's actually better in the MGM club than it is at your seats.
Yeah. I didn't want to miss any of the pregame presentation.
Yeah.
You know, all of the graphics on the ice. I wanted to be there for the whole thing.
Right. You actually, like, pass up free drinks and, like, awesome food
don't get me wrong.
In your seats.
We were scurrying back and forth to the MGM lounge in between periods.
Right.
Because it's open throughout the game, which is a great thing.
Right.
But, yeah, you didn't want to miss anything that was happening out on the ice.
Playoff hockey is just crazy. You know, we already talked about the fact that both one seeds are out.
Yep.
You know, one of them got swept. You know, Pittsburgh gets swept. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you just don't know what to expect. So tonight concerns me as a Caps fan. I don't know how other people feel. It just concerns me based on the way they played those two games down in Raleigh.
I like Reardon's pretty quiet confidence that he's when he goes to the mic, he's basically saying we're breaking their spirit physically. And when we do that, we know that we can dictate hopefully the way the rest of this series goes.
Mm-hmm.
He knows guys like Dougie Hamilton don't want to go into the corners with Ovi. That was readily apparent in game five.
Right.
Hamilton had two steps on Ovi to get to the puck, which is right up on the boards, and he basically just stopped.
He just said, nope.
He said,
don't want any part of it.
I don't want any piece of this. And Ovi goes in and hustles and gets the puck to Connolly and gives the Caps the 3-0 lead. Which, yeah. I mean, at that point, it was over. You could just tell.
Well, now
Carolina was not coming back in that game.
True, but they're going to have a different mentality because they're going to be at home.
Yep.
And they know it's do or die.
Right.
So I would expect them to fight.
All right, let's see if any Caps fans want to chime in. You know, we got some activity last week, that, you know, on Friday. There was some anxiety. My panic meter was at a 7.5. But how confident are you right now? Have you settled in? I think you should. You should expect, you know, that things are sort of back on track. But how is the team going to respond now in Carolina tonight? Will there be any carryover? Unfortunately, there's often not carryover game to game. I think there's momentum certainly within a game, but when you get game to game, anything can happen. So 800-636-1067.
There was some carryover within the teams playing those two games at home.
Yes.
So there was carryover from 1 to 2, and then there was carryover from 3 to 4 for Carolina. But you certainly didn't see anything once they switched cities.
When you switch venues, and I even think game to game, sometimes you don't see it. But you're right. We've kind of seen that because the trend has been the home team has kind of just carried things.
And I hope they break that.
It'd be nice to break. I'm not interested in a round one game 7.
No, not interested
in that.
Absolutely not.
Because that could go, even if it's at home.
Let's get it done in 6.
What is our home record in game 7s over the last decade?
That sounds like a research project for one Adam Epstein.
Epstein.
What are you doing, stupid?
Can you do some research on
that? Look up the Caps, I don't know, in the last 10 years, their home game 7 record.
Yeah.
Because if it came to that, my panic meter would be at an 8 or 9. Because it's just a game 7. It's an elimination game. Yeah. Anytime you're in an elimination game, you got to be in a state of panic.
Game 7s are just dicey. They're uncomfortable.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. 800-636-1067. Caps fans want to chime in. Let's go to Mike in Waldorf. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jumps.
What's up, John Keith?
What's going on?
So when Ovi went in the corner to get the puck for Conley's goal, the guy from Carolina thought that there was going to be an icing call, so they replayed it, and he was looking over his shoulder at the ref to blow the whistle. And then when they scored a goal, he realized he messed up because he thought it was going to be an icing.
Well, that's on him.
That's why he didn't go for the puck.
It's not that he didn't want to get crushed, like everybody is saying.
Right, because with the hybrid icing, you don't have to touch the puck anymore for it to be an icing. They'll blow the whistle before it.
Right. Are you a Caps fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How comfortable are you right now?
I'll be honest, I'm pretty psyched after Saturday night's game. I mean, I know home ice is a big deal. But I hope that they get into Carolina and just tear them up and let's get this thing over with.
Can't you just do the same thing you did in Game 5? Just out-hit them? You know, Cakes called it. Cakes, you know, he said Willie was going to be flying around. Willie, of course, was part of it. But it wasn't just him. It was the entire team.
Well, I think that's the card that Reardon is willing to play, is that he knows that he can out-physical basically every team, especially with a guy like Wilson. I mean, he's a guy that nobody else really has, a mix of strength and skill and size that nobody can really counter. And when everybody's bought in and everybody's hitting and everybody's leaning on the other team, I think Reardon knows he has a big physical advantage there, and he's willing to exploit it, as he should.
Let's go to Kevin in Annapolis. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey, guys, you know me as the Boz. I'm 5-0 in the series.
The Boz.
I never lost any game. I was all over Carolina in game 3.
All right.
I was all over the Capitals even more in the last game. I'm on Carolina slightly, but I like the under. I got it at 3-1, 3-2, but it could go either way. I'm leaning more towards the under. My top play is the Dallas Stars tonight. I am 21-4 baseball and hockey, NBA top play yesterday.
Hold on. Boston. Slow down. Slow down, Kevin. Kevin, slow down. Yeah. Is Kevin the guy that had the obscure pick and it didn't hit? What was that a couple weeks ago?
It was Lipscomb.
Right.
But I did change my pick late because I got some breaking information, so I did not like the game as much.
Right. Oh, my God.
When was it breaking? In the first half?
I will put my hand on the Bible. I'm a Catholic. I will put my hand on the Bible.
Yeah. All right.
You're funny.
So, but hold on. Did you say you like Carolina in game 6?
Slightly. I like them slightly. I think it's 3-1, 3-2, but it could go either way. Capitals have more talent, but I think the last four or five have went under in this series when they were favorites. So I lean a little bit towards the under. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. But the Cowboys could steal this game. They could, but I love them in Game 7, let me tell you. Let's see a Game 7.
No.
I want a Game 7.
No, I do not.
No, I don't think Caps fans want a Game 7.
I don't want to see that at all.
Tonight, does the momentum carry over for the Caps in Game 6 tonight in a potential closeout game as the Caps go on the road and try to take care of the Hurricanes? 800-636-1067. We'll take your Caps calls next here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're taking your calls right now at 800-636-1067 as the Caps are in Carolina for a Game 6 tonight. Hopefully they close out the Hurricanes. The Caps Talk presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland or online at PVIPVI.com today.
So Adam Epstein did some research for us. Since 2008... 2-5 at home in game sevens.
This is why you don't want a friggin' game seven.
Flyers.
Even if it's at home.
Lost to the Flyers in eight, lost to the Pens in nine, beat the Rangers 2-1 and 9, lost to the Canadians. You remember that game, lost 2-1.
Yep.
In 2013, got pummeled by the Rangers 5-0. Beat the Islanders in 2015, but lost to the Pens again 2017 2-0.
Yes.
So 2-5 since 2008 at home. In game seven.
It doesn't make game six a must win, but it makes it kind of a must win because you just don't want to come back and face a game seven, an elimination game, even if it's in your own building.
Just let's just replicate what happened on Saturday night. Somehow take that exact blueprint down to Raleigh and let's just end this thing in six. Let's not look like the lost team that showed up in games three and four. Yeah. Cannot afford that again. I think they scored just one goal in those two games.
One total.
Yeah. One goal. That cannot happen again. Need the Caps to be flying around the ice, hitting everything that's moving. You know what? Nicklas Backstrom. We haven't really drilled down on what he's done so far. Five goals
Guy's
already.
Been MVP.
In the playoffs. Almost had a hat trick. Yeah. Passed up I thought it was a pretty good opportunity late in that game where, you know, his typical unselfish self passed the puck. I think it was off to Ovi when he had a pretty good look at getting his third goal of the night. So maybe he continues his hot play, and Ovi keeps doing what he's doing, and DSP is hitting everything that he sees out on the ice. Need to see more of that intensity in Game 6. Just put Games 3 and 4 aside, do what you did in Game 5, and you should have a pretty good result, you would think.
All right, well, they're better. They're a better roster. It's a better roster.
It is.
And the Stars came out big.
True. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win, but they're the better roster, and they got to prove it tonight.
You know, Backstrom, as you mentioned, Ovi was all over the place. The goal, a couple assists. I think they tallied him for 11 hits. Holtby with the shutout. Carlson contributing a couple assists. That needs to continue. But it seems so easy, right? Let's make being physical point of emphasis for us. They did that in Game 5. Can they do that still, Cakes, in Game 6 in their building? It just sets the tone.
Yeah,
they've been setting the tone in their building.
I would think you'd be able to continue that. I think physical play is just a matter of
willpower.
It's like wanting to play defense in the NBA. You have to want to be able to do it. Hmm. And the Caps clearly wanted to do it. It's their game plan in Game 5, and hopefully it's a big part of Game 6 as well.
They needed that Game 4 blowout to kind of wake up. You know,
maybe that's what it was.
But, you know, now they're going to play like their pants are on fire.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know, it's an elimination
game.
That's
what I mean.
Them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you're going to get their best shot. I don't see a blowout either way. I think this is going to be butt tight and it's going to go down to the end.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Let's bounce to these calls. How confident are you? Where are you in this? Are you comfortable? You got to be able to sort of breathe now after that, right? Because that's exactly the kind of response you wanted if you were a Caps fan. Let's go to Pete in Gaithersburg. But don't get a false sense of security.
No, nobody has that.
Because if you lose tonight, all of a sudden now you're butt nervous. Pete, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, the Cavs stuff, finally they brought up DSP. The guy's a total playoff player, and he brought the physicality. If you look at that fourth line, Chandler Stevens looked like a totally different player. He had some nice looks. Dowell gets the goal. They were much better top, from one to four, from the first line to the fourth line. They were much better, much more of a complete team because they brought the physicality. That's what happened. If you go back to game six against Tampa last year and through the rest of the playoffs, they were the more physically dominating team. Yes, the new age NHL, everybody loves speed and all that, but when it comes to the playoffs, they let more stuff go, and you can be physical. They give you an extra step to make hits. And that's what the Cats finally did the other night, was take it to Carolina. Dougie Hamilton can say, that was the line after the game that he thought it was icing. I don't know how you would think it was icing, because the linesman was clearly making the hand signal that it was not icing, and he totally failed on the play. And he's been known in his career to when he was at Calgary, not be as adverse to getting hit. So if the Capitals continue with the physicality, they will get turnovers and they will get opportunities to get goals early. So that's what they got to do. If they have the mindset of being really physical and taking it to Carolina, they will close out the series tonight.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate that. What they have to avoid is what happened in the second period in Game 5, where they gave Carolina basically three straight power plays. Like, the whole second period, it seemed like they were on the PK. Now, they killed them all off, but you don't want to live that way. You don't want to keep giving, your opponent extra man advantages. The Caps were very good on the kill, 0-for-5 for Carolina.
You don't want to take your goal scorers off the ice.
Right.
That's what you do.
And the Caps were 3-for-4 in the power play. So they took advantage of all the opportunities that came their way, and also out-hit the Hurricanes 48-32. Mm-hmm. So there was clearly an emphasis on the physical play, and I think you're going to see more of that again tonight.
I mean, Game 3 just wasn't the Caps. That's not the Caps.
There was clearly an emphasis on the physical play, and I think you're going to see more of that again tonight.
I mean, Game 3 just wasn't the Caps. That's not the Caps that we grew to know this year. And certainly not last year, but Game 4, it was tighter. I mean, I think Ovi scored that tying goal, right, when it was 1-0. Didn't he make it 1-1? I think it was him. Anyway, it was much tighter. They still didn't Carolina still dominated the game, in my opinion, but it wasn't anything like Game 3.
You also have to question the mentality now of Mrazek going into a Game 6 potential closeout game after allowing 6 goals here at Capital One.
Don't give him any life.
He's got to be a little bit shaky, you would think, right, heading into tonight's game. Yeah. So hopefully there's a little bit of that doubt that's in his brain about his Game 5 performance.
But it just takes one period where he stops everything, sure, and then he's got the confidence and he can shut them out.
Yep.
Because, we played really well and scored on him in Games 1 and 2. And then Game 3, he looked like Patrick Waugh.
He was very good at home in those two games. Exactly. So hopefully the Caps are able to rattle him, score early, get that early lead, and then just apply the physical pressure like they did throughout Game 5.
Cakes, do you get, I don't know, do you have any solace, or do you get excited about some of these records that are being broken here? So Ovi, does this mean anything to you? Ovi has now scored the most playoff goals by any Russian-born player in the NHL. He's got 64 in 126 games. Malkin has 63 in 162 games. And then Fedorov has 52 in 183. And it goes down and down the list.
I think I take the Holtby
route.
He's
got the most.
Where Holtby now, I believe, has the... I think he passed Ole for the most shutouts in Caps playoff history now with 7, I believe. He has either 7 or 8.
Yes.
I'll double check that. Holtby is more,
he earned his 7th postseason shutout.
It's all about the team goals, the team winning.
So you're more into that.
I'm about the team advancing.
Right.
I'm about the team advancing and sending Carolina
home.
Well,
it's not like Ovi was touting this. They're just putting this out there.
No, it's impressive. Stats geeks. I mean, the numbers are, of course, impressive. I mean, he's got the gaudy stats
Backstrom is now on the list of top Swedish-born players with multiple games of 4-plus points.
Right.
Does that mean anything to you, Cakes?
No, not really.
You don't care about...
You don't care who
you're,
scores.
You're breaking Peter's it down Forsberg. By the country these guys are from now.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's getting very stat geeky.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't care who scores.
Here's all I want. A 4-2 win. A 4-2 convincing win in Carolina. And just dispatch of them. No game seven. Move on to the Islanders in round two.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to deal with Barry Trotz and company. I mean, another
I just want to see round two. Yeah, I just want to see it.
Just want to see round two.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Just want to see round two back here in D.C.
You don't have audio of the crowd chanting for TJ, do you? Because, you know, he responded to that. He loved that.
Sure.
On social media. They also were chanting DSP, were they not?
There were definitely DSP chants throughout the game.
Right.
And I loved what Kerrigan did by chugging his Bud Light through his cap sweater.
Right.
Loved it.
What is that thing? I mean, that's an Oshie thing, but where did that even come from? Do we know?
I don't know. I would guess that's probably an Oshie in, like, college type of deal.
Right.
It's something that he might have picked up.
I have the Oshie chant.
You do?
Okay.
Watching that from
and that was late.
Home.
I think that I think
was he at
that,
home or is he one of those?
I think he was at home.
Was he?
I think that started breaking out it middle to late third period when the game was well in hand. I think it was like 5-0 at that point.
Right.
And yeah, the crowd was sending the love Oshie's way as he was watching at home. And of course, we get the news that he's got the fractured clavicle, underwent surgery.
He's done
out indefinitely.
Well, yeah, he's not coming back this postseason.
I mean, don't expect
that. Is that what they're saying? They're saying it is broken clavicle.
Yes.
That leaked out.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's not going to play the rest of the year. You'll see him in game one next year. But the thing that concerns me is the fact that, you know, DSP played great and the team played great. They rallied behind that,
right. That
emotion and that energy. But you're going to feel the effects of TJ Oshie not being on the team.
Eventually.
I think it probably starts
definitely.
Tonight.
Definitely. That's where it's great to see a guy like Nicklas Backstrom lift his
other guy's
scoring
step up.
Prowess.
I get it. I'm just saying the depth just gets killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not a superstar, but he's one of the best.
Oh, he's very good.
He's one of the best three or four players on this team.
They had just moved him to the top line.
Right. I mean, he's one of the best three or four players on this team. And this team's loaded with some good players.
Yep.
So you're going to feel it.
His presence will definitely be missed.
Yeah, but hopefully, like you said, other guys step up tonight. And you know what? Starts with Hopi. Hopi's got to be a brick wall.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk more Caps with Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington. But when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win some Nats Padres tickets. And you can donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. That's very nice. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Speaking of NBC Sports Washington, Rob Carlin will talk Caps with us at 8. Believe he is in Raleigh for Game 6. So looking forward to talking to Rob. We're going to give away tickets to Nats Padres in just a couple of minutes. So keep listening for your chance to win.
So I guess
be a big winner. A
couple things. I guess Adam... I hear those guys arguing back there. And, you know, Adam is one of the dumbest guys we've ever met, especially for a guy that claims he graduated from VCU.
Yes, correct.
Who also claims he's some sort of math genius.
Well, he claimed he got nothing, one wrong on the math portion of the PSATs. I think he claims that he got a perfect on like a practice version of like the PSAT.
Was that one or two questions online?
Such a lie.
Yeah.
That is correct. The PSAT, the PSAT, perfect. Perfect score on the math portion.
Needs longevity drive. Believe that for 1 second.
No, but Drav, you want to set up what your latest argument was about?
They're not even arguments, and it's just a waste of time. But all he does in here is say how smart he is and how much better he is at everything than everybody else.
Right.
And then he didn't know that there are medical terms for the bones in your body.
In other words, when Cake said, and we talked about TJ Oshie having a broken clavicle, he said to you during the break, wait a second, I thought he broke his collarbone, right?
Right.
And then when you said, no, well, it's the same thing, Stu, but it's his clavicle. He claimed he'd never heard the term clavicle before.
He said maybe he heard it, but he just thought it was something else in the body. Like, he just has no idea. And he goes,
when I go to the doctor, they say, you broke your ankle. They don't say you broke your tibia.
Well, actually, they do say things
I know,
like that.
I know, that's... Yeah.
Where in the body do you think the clavicle was if he wasn't sure it was a collarbone?
I'm not sure he's even acknowledged he's ever heard it before.
That is correct. I mean, I had been calling it collarbone all weekend, and then EB said clavicle, and I was confused.
It threw you for a loop.
I mean, I was thinking, are there two bones
above
his shoulder?
You're still saying Steven Strasburg, so of course you're confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of this would be an issue if... When he's not on air, all he's saying is how much better he is at everything than everybody, and right. How much smarter he is. How you went to right. the best schools,
right?
Everything.
You understand when guys do that? I mean, it shows how insecure they are about every aspect of his life.
It's like buying a Corvette,
yeah.
or buying a Porsche, or you got a small Rooney.
People don't know what it's like working with these two guys. All they do is shame you. Shame. You didn't know this. You didn't know that. Because it's their job to look up the news, they expect everyone in the entire planet to know everything. I have a few weak spots, and they go crazy every time they find one.
A few weak spots.
Can you save that? What are your weak spots, you think? Medical terms?
Medical terms.
Current events.
Geography.
Right.
I mean, just general knowledge.
History.
News.
Right. World history.
He said this morning, first thing he says, hey, what's this? What happened in Sri Lanka? He doesn't know anything.
Well, he doesn't watch the news.
He's just got his head in the sand.
But if you're a broadcaster, you should have some idea about what's going on in the world.
He's a broadcaster.
He has a show.
Hey, play the clip of him breaking down Strasburg's career.
By the way, before that, we're going to interrupt this stupidity and give away a pair of tickets to see your Nats take on San Diego. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 wins the tickets April 27th. At Nats Park, 106.7 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union are taking you out to the ballgame all season long, courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. So call in now to win those tickets.
Listen to him as he's talking about Strasburg here, as he butchers his name, and then he just stumbles and bumbles, because this is what you do when you don't know what you're talking about.
Correct.
Right.
What else is in the Nats news? Oh, this was interesting. I saw Steven Strasburg has thrown the most innings in Washington Nationals history. 2005 to the present, he passed none over than my favorite lefty when he was in D.C., Gio Gonzalez. He's now pitched 1,254 one-third inning pitches for Steven Strasburg.
But remember, this is an exact quote, he was heavily prepared.
Right.
Heavily
prepared.
Well,
no, prepared. He's a professional broadcaster.
I said it a few weeks ago. Root for Strasburg.
How many Nats games have you watched Strasburg pitch this year?
Every single one.
You've watched.
How many is that?
Hold on, I'm setting them up.
Yeah.
How many Nats games do you think total you've watched this year? What's their record so far? 10-10
10-10 They play 20
of their 20 games.
I probably watched 18 games.
You've
this
watched
year.
18. Of 20.
But here's the thing:
call
the
lie
18
detector
games,
guy. I'm begging you.
I promise you, I've watched at least 3 innings. In 18 games.
Okay. Will you call can we get the lie detector guy in this week?
Well, here's the thing is I know he's not watching like a Friday night game because he's a social butterfly.
Yeah, he's out with the broskies.
You don't think I saw Victor Robles botch it in the field when he couldn't make the catch?
Okay, maybe you've seen a highlight here or there, but you're not watching
He's not watching Sunday day games. No. He's not watching Saturday night games. No, he's a social butterfly.
TV is on three channels. NBC Sports Washington, Masson for Nats games, and HBO for Game of Thrones.
Right.
I watch the Nats.
Okay, you watch very little. Because you wouldn't still be calling him Strasburg, and you wouldn't just be stumbling and bumbling.
I get bored at baseball after two or three innings.
Right. You're not watching.
Who are the five starters? Pitchers.
All right. Max Scherzer. Steven Strasburg. third is Patrick Corbin. Fourth is kind of a number. Hellickson's five. Four is... do we have a fourth?
Do they have a fourth?
Are we mixing it? I know that Joe Ross will eventually be the four.
They only have a four-man rotation.
Right. So are those the two games you missed then? I think he's pitched more than two. Twice.
Definitely has.
Yeah, I've missed. I mean, the name is slipping my mind right now.
He played for the Braves last year.
A lot of guys played for the Braves last year.
He's not going to pull it.
Do you want his initials?
Yeah, Sice. 254 one-third inning pitches.
A.S. Does that help you at all?
No.
Former Braves pitcher.
What his second letter of his first name was N.
Well, then it's definitely Andre.
Yes, it's Andre. Yes. Andre who?
Offense needs longevity drive.
Come on, you're close. Andre who?
Or Andrew.
Yes. Right. He goes by both names.
Yes.
Right.
And his last name starts with an S.
S-A.
So we have Scherzer, Strasburg, and another S?
Yes.
Yes, another S.
But hold on, I thought you watched 18 of the 20 Nats.
But you're a Nats expert.
I must have been watching the poopy pen.
It's Sanchez, Ricky.
Annabelle Sanchez.
Andrew Sanchez.
Annabelle Sanchez.
Yeah, I do remember him.
Give us four or five guys. I don't expect you to know every single guy. Give us four or five guys in the poopy pen.
Well, they're too poopy. Sean Doolittle's kind of silly. Trevor Rosenthal was nubs. Bear Claw was all right. Austin Williams was hurting. That's a lot of guys right there.
Can you please just call the lie detector guy? Let's get him busted on that. We've got a whole litany of things that
what's
he'll
the
fail
point?
On.
What we are?
You it's know just
that,
fun.
Yeah, but you know,
it's just fun to see him fail.
Yeah,
please. Were you with the Broskies this weekend?
Like yeah,
you spent
a bit.
Easter with the Broskies?
No, I spent Easter watching Game of Thrones and preparing for my radio show. 254 one-third inning pitches.
Remember, he's a Passover guy. He's not an Easter guy.
But it's still Easter. Yeah. I mean, you know, he may not celebrate it, but
I got a job offer yesterday. I went out for an Easter interview.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they were interested.
You wear a bunny suit at a kid's party?
They're interested in me providing video editing services.
Who?
It's a company called Eat the Capital. They basically go around taking pictures and video at the best restaurants, and they feed all their employees.
Nice.
And I'm butt-sized. We went to Chasing Tails in Arlington.
You did?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I didn't realize alligator is silly. It is. Alligator
they
is top-notch.
They serve gator?
Yeah. I mean, it is. Alligator is better than calamari.
How did they pick Chasing Tails?
I think they...
that's my spot.
They talked to one of the owners.
Right.
Yeah. The one in... it was like Falls Church area.
Yes, I know it, Rick. I practically
opened it.
He's been
there 100 times.
I thought it was a chain.
I mean, there's two of them.
Uh-huh.
They're local owners.
You think he knows anything?
I mean, if you're coming out to Falls Church, then you need to come meet me at Pamplona for a drink.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you're going to do that.
Right.
You're going to go hang with the broskies.
What are your plans tonight for the Caps?
It's Monday.
You're going to chill at home and watch it.
I mean, if I want to have a beer, I'll go to Arlington.
How much is in your bank account presently?
I'd have to check. It's about $400 or $500 right now, probably.
That's kind of flush with cash over there.
I mean, I just was babysitting two dogs over the weekend. They were 13 and 7. The 13-year-old was...
Or you were dog sitting. Yeah,
babysitting
two dogs.
I was babysitting two dogs.
Okay.
All right, what are you doing? So where did he say he was going to be for the Caps?
He's kind of low-key.
He's on the fence. He may go out or he may stay home.
Yeah. Well, you know, you also got to keep an eye on, you know, your Nats play tonight.
8:40 in Colorado. The Bats will explode. Bet the over.
Oh, they're going to explode. I think the high they're calling for today in Colorado is like 48.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be butt chilly.
They're going to be miserable.
See, I heard that when I was listening to Charlie and Dave not say Strasburg during the broadcast yesterday. They were saying Strasburg.
That's just embarrassing.
But maybe they're the weird ones. Maybe you're the tip of the spear, Adam.
I mean, you know Strassy comes out of the mouth so much easier. Strass.
Oh. You know what's funny about that clip is that we have a system here. If I just type in a word that I can find anything that's been broadcast on the station.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I put in Strass.
Isn't that incredible?
So I put in Strasburg during his time slot.
Yeah.
And that was literally the very first second I started listening. I haven't even listened to the rest of the show. That clip that we played was the one thing I listened to, and it was gold.
I mean, there's probably a veritable gold mine just waiting there.
254 one-third inning pitches.
Hey,
I mean, who
you should
that?
Ship that hour to your guy. Is it Parker Schnabel from Gold Rush?
Yes.
Oh, you get so many nuggets.
Right.
Run it through the sluice machine? Is that what it's called?
What,
the sluice?
Yeah, but they do that when they're mining for gold?
Yes.
The Slucifer. That's
whatever
it. They named their machines.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
And he named his the Slucifer. Real quick, just a little.
The worst part about this is that the more that we do this, it's just I gotta listen to his show now every Sunday or whenever he's.
That's true.
Just to pick out just the interesting parts.
Yeah. To find all these nuggets like this.
I mean, the whole show is interesting. It's 2 hours of entertainment.
But it's
radio.
Not hard, right? I mean, pretty much every break you'll find him stumbling and mumbling over himself, right? I mean, it's got to be something.
Yeah, but I should have it ready to go and prepared for the next day.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
All he does is press buttons.
See, now
record a couple commercial breaks.
This is classic Adam, what he's doing right now.
Lashing out.
Just lashes out at everybody.
I've been here 10 years. We'll see how long you last.
Tell me how many weekend radio slots you've done. I haven't heard your air. Oh, I used to hear the Matt Valdez show.
5 days a week?
Hey, you want to hear me on air? Just listen in the morning.
Right. Well, you used to have 5 minutes at 5:55, and then they cut you for Pete Medhurst because he's way better.
Look, they just get bitter.
Oh, I can only imagine why it's a rough room back there for you.
I've seen so many Adams come and go. It's just a matter of time.
That is true. No, I will give him this. He's stuck around a lot longer than I thought he would.
Way longer.
Than he would.
His stupidity is working for him.
I guess it is.
It gives him a little
it's
bit of
stank. It's his Trump card.
Adam, how does it feel that your fame is because you're so stupid?
Why don't you take off your hat? You look like Grey Worm.
I'm sure your parents are very proud if they ever talk to one another.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a low blow.
That's a low blow,
Valdez. I like it, though. I like it.
Low blow.
Valdez fight dirty.
Yeah, he is.
He's still just a button presser. That's all he is. I've got, like, side hustles now.
That's fine. I'm a full-time button presser. Are you?
Valdez,
can you go to a doctor?
That's right.
Do you have a copay?
Have you seen Valdez is getting in fights with 16-year-old girls on Twitter, calling himself famous? He's a nobody. He went to Sup Dogs. He's like 45 years old. He went to party with college kids. He's jealous. He's trying to live through me. That's why he asked me about my plans every
weekend.
I'm sure
he's trying to live vicariously through you.
What happened with the 16-year-old on Twitter?
Oh, she was saying something to Brett. And she's aspiring to be Twitter famous.
Oh,
okay. So I said something stupid.
Right. Oh, you did? So she fired back.
Valdez, this girl had like 25,000 followers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so Valdez responded to this girl, well, at least I'm famous in real life.
Yeah.
And you know what she said, if you have to call yourself famous, you're not that famous.
My God, what's going
was
on?
That really?
It was
it?
A low point for Valdez.
Yeah. It's fine. You know what? He probably looks like he's learned his lesson.
Yeah. Funny.
You would think.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Caps
case. Yeah, we'll talk to Rob Carlin, right?
We got Rob Carlin coming up.
Yes, we do. Rob Carlin, Caps studio host for NBC Sports Washington. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.